and welcome to week 11 of the Bets MLS show with D-Row and Oso Ben. I would say last weekend was probably the most frustrating weekend of the year, where it felt like all the reads were correct and literally nothing would go our way.
Yeah, there was some text flying around that maybe we'd have to end the podcast. You know, look.
The reads were correct.
You know, we never promise anyone, you know, this is for fun. This is not for, you know, we do keep track of how we do and, you know, what we do, but this is for fun. You know, you can tail us, you can fade us. I think, you know, you can fade. I would, you know, suggest maybe fading one person on this podcast at this point. But you go into the game. San Jose takes two leads, gives them up. You know, we end up with, you know, just a voided bet, which is fine.
New England
had the ball the last 30 minutes against Cincinnati. Cincinnati had chances. And there should have been a PK, but that wasn't as upset.
On FB Ref, on Football Reference, where I get a lot of my numbers, I noticed in the games they actually show every. If you go into the game by game view, they show every chance and like the XG that it had, and New England had six chances of over 0.2 XG, which is.
0.2 is a high chance. 0.5 is a big chance.
And, yes.
Basically.
Anything over about 1.5 is a pretty good chance. Over 0.2 is like, yeah. So they had basically about six chances. And they had
six half chances at least or higher, and they scored one goal.
Incredible. So, and then Chicago gives up the just 89th minute, equalizer, of course, that's going to happen. And then St. Louis, Portland was 0-0, 30 minutes.
Until the 65th minute or late 60th minute, I think.
Looking amazing. And then Portland scores two goals on the road, which they couldn't buy a goal. So anyways, we're gonna dust ourselves off, pick ourselves up. These things turn around quickly. Typically, when we have a bad week, we bounce back with a pretty good one after that. So let me go ahead and get us started this week. I actually do really like this board. I got to say, I'm going to have probably quite a few plays this week. There's a lot of favorites, like kind of home favorites that I like. But I actually, my favorite bet of the week, and I realize I'm going a little bit against some of our kind of rules here with this one, but you know, sometimes you just need to see a shot go in, the net, which the Knicks have been doing quite a bit here in the last few days. But I'm going with the Atlanta United. I went draw no bet. It's coming in right at even money. They're on the road at Inter Miami this weekend. And this one is all about the circumstances. And I can almost guarantee you right now they're plus 170. I'm seeing on the money line somewhere on that. I bet you they're plus 130 by kickoff, maybe plus 140. Our good friend Tom Bogert, now of The Athletic, I saw him posting about this. So Jean Mota is out for at least, I think, a couple of months.
He's out for the season, basically.
He's out for the season. Well, he's not playing this weekend, that's for sure. So he's out for the season. Gregor's out for the season, obviously. There's another player I'm missing who's out. I had the notes and I lost.
Pizarro's doubtful.
Pizarro, that's it. Yeah, Pizarro's out this week. So you're talking about they're going up against an Atlanta United side with Thiago Almada, where you have your top two defensive midfielders out. This is not a team known for their strong defending. I mean, they've got Kamal Miller now. We'll see kind of how that plays into it and if that helps a little bit. But who's going to stop Thiago Almada? Victor Ulloa, I mean, he's one of my favorite people, one of my favorite players of all time. But I'm, you know, if I can get plus money at draw no bet on Thiago Almada versus Victor Ulloa, I'm probably going to take that. The only worry is that Leo Campagna, he scored last week. He's looking pretty good now. He's back healthy, which is huge for Miami and the way they play. But I see this one, Atlanta United. There's definitely a revenge factor there with Joseph Martinez. But, you know, again, you look at Inter Miami or Atlanta, they've only lost two games this year. They don't lose a lot of games. The Nashville game I throw away. That's on the road at Nashville. That was a tough matchup. I think they will get a result this weekend. I'll probably sprinkle the plus 170 as well. But my official one unit bet is going to be even money draw no bet Atlanta United this weekend. So you mentioned San Jose. We got to have another bet on them, right? We got to keep playing
every week, baby. Lucci game.
I like the number here. You know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. But I do like the number here. This is going to be a tricky matchup.
Yeah, I mean, look, San Jose. We bet them basically every week. What we do know is that we bet them a lot when they've been playing on the road. We came out, even last week, which is fine.
Yep. Should have
They have
won.
been a very good home team this year. 4 wins in 5 games with a draw. So very good at home. The if you look at some of the expected goals numbers in those home games, they match that kind of performance. So it's not a fluke. We know they're a team that likes the ball. Look, they're playing LAFC. LAFC is coming off the high of, reaching the CCL final. Obviously, they have a lot of days to rest. Expect the first team here. I'm not expecting any rotation really. Maybe, one or two players. What I think is important here is the number. The number is, I think I got +165 is what I sent you.
Yep. I've seen it even
But we're
higher.
seeing it. Yeah, we're seeing it anywhere between 160 and 180. They're an underdog at home. An underdog at home who has been playing extremely well at home, one of the best teams in the league, best home teams in the league so far this year. So if you're going to tell me that one of the best, I mean, and look, they're playing, maybe probably the best team, but if they're still, nobody's, it's an MLS, it's still home versus road is a big, big split. It's even been, I think I saw some numbers earlier, it was the biggest split we've seen. I don't know if that was, those numbers still hold, but there's a big difference between playing at home and on the road in this league. And I think if you're going to give me the, one of the best home teams so far this year, as an underdog, I'm going to take them.
And you look at LAFC's road results, nil nil at Seattle, nil nil at Colorado. Okay, the Galaxy, I don't really count as a road game. And then 1-1 to Nashville. They haven't, like, okay, yeah, they did beat the Galaxy on the road, but like any game outside of Southern California, they haven't won. So it's not like they're this juggernaut that's going on the road. Yes, they haven't lost a game yet, but I think that is a little bit misleading. And yeah, I mean, I gotta say, I'm gonna tell this one because I think this number is way too high, probably by like 20, 30 points. So
Yeah,
yeah.
I was expecting it to be more, like 150 on both sides. But yeah, it's like one, it's, LAFC could be anywhere between 120, 140, I think I saw, and then 160 to 180 for San Jose. So clear favorite underdog so far on this one.
And they always seem to play well when LA teams come up to San Jose. Like there's something about it where it seems like they always get up for these games. So yeah, I like that play. As we go to our underdog of the week, I need to hit one. It's been a couple weeks. I'm going to the Rapids. I'm gonna keep flying the flag that the Rapids are the most underrated team in the league. Yes, they let me down on the goals last week, but they got a result at Vancouver, which is not an easy place to play. Vancouver's been good this year. They are +280 on the money line and -115 overall. I just think that, and again, they're going to the Galaxy. I think if you look at this and you say, okay, why, who should be +280 against the Galaxy? Like at any point, that's crazy to me. They got that win against Austin, who is just, I mean, Austin can't buy a win right now. Beating Austin is nothing special. They got shellacked against Orlando City last weekend on the road. Didn't really look very good. And they haven't, I mean, they've only beaten one team this year, and they haven't, so clearly they haven't beaten anyone good. And I'm just gonna say again, Colorado, I think, is a really good team. They haven't lost since week four. They're 6 games undefeated. So basically, if you're giving me, okay, if they get the draw, I basically come out even. I see this as a kind of coin flip match that I can probably get +280 on the Rapids. They're creating chances. Okay, not Vancouver game, notwithstanding. They're gonna score a goal on the Galaxy. Like they might score two or three. So give me the Rapids this weekend, +280 on the money line, and then -115 on the double chance. I just couldn't turn it down. Again, this was my strategy a couple weeks ago when it was the Red Bulls playing at Montreal, where it was like, hey, no one should be this high of an underdog against Montreal. I don't think anyone. I mean, they're nearly +300 against the Galaxy, like the probably the worst team in MLS. I can't turn that down, Ben. I just can't turn that down.
I have complete agreement with you on this one.
That's yeah, that one that one is an easy pick.
That was, easy one to break down, I think.
Yes, easy one to break down. This one, this raises my, this might be another oh so special of, hey, what do you think is going to happen? Let's just go with the exact opposite in MLS.
That's
I'm
not
curious to
exactly the way
hear.
I was thinking of it. I don't
Let's hear
know.
it.
Nashville has not been that good this year. Look, then
They
know
looked good
there's not
last
a lot of
weekend.
goals in these games,
They looked
so
good last weekend.
variance is pretty high because one goal is a complete game changer in these games. So, look, I think Chicago's going there. They've only played three road games so far this year. We know they like to give up goals, right, at the end. So
Late.
we'll do a tie no bet with Chicago plus 245. Chicago, three road games, right? The two losses to Philly and Atlanta, both by one goal. And then they beat Miami on the road by a goal. So if you go in three games, only negative one goal differential again. Numbers back this one up in terms of how well they've been playing on the road, how close these games have been. I think they can do that again against a Nashville team that has been middle of the pack as a home team so far this year. They have had a lot of home games, so they have more like more points than other teams. But if you look at points per game at home, it's decidedly middle
Mediocre.
of the pack. We know their issues offensively. You know, maybe this is the game that Chicago holds on to that lead at the end. If not, if they give up the goal, then we get another void and, you know, take it to the next week.
Well, and the thing I do like about this is I'll say this all the time when I'm backing, road team underdogs is they score goals. They're not getting shut out. Like they score goals, and you got to score a goal if you want to win. And the other thing that sets you up for is, which by the way, I mean we say this all the time. Of course I hedged. I didn't actually lose any money on the Fire over the weekend. Like 80th minute, if I had plus 145, and I'm like I could get Red Bull double chance. I think it was like plus 400 or something like that. I put a quarter unit down to lock up. You either don't lose any money, or you get a what about a quarter, about a unit and a half. So like this is the kind of thing where if you have Chicago Fire at what did you say it was, like plus 285, plus 245, draw no bet. If they score first, you've got a great hedge out opportunity to put a quarter unit, half unit on Nashville double chance. And then I
Yeah.
mean I know we've said before on text, like if truly it wouldn't be great for podcast viewing. There'd be no need for a podcast, but truly live betting, if we only live bet MLS, we would probably make more money than if we than if we put our bets in before the game. As you're analyzing games, we both know very well the profiles of the teams and like who's prone to give up late goals, stuff like that, stuff that maybe doesn't make it into the algorithms of the books. But that wouldn't make for a very good podcast now, would it, Ben? So this week, I am going to be backing. I think this is the first time I've played St. Louis. Or wait, I played them against San Jose earlier this season. But I'm taking the same bet you made last week. I am taking an under with St. Louis. It's FC Dallas versus St. Louis. They're hosting St. Louis this weekend up here in Frisco. It's plus 110, so I'm getting plus money on the under 2.5. And this is all about, for me, I watched a lot of that Portland game. You got really unlucky. Clearly, no João Klaus. St. Louis did not create many chances. Like the goal that killed us was that one St. Louis goal. They only had two chances of above like 0.08 XG last week. Like they were not creating chances. They got one of them. But FC Dallas is a team, as one of my friends says, they played soccer terrorism last weekend, going to Minnesota. And that was for the national audience on FS1. Anyone who stayed awake for that game on Sunday night, I'm sorry. That was just a despicable performance from both teams. But you have Dallas, you have St. Louis. I see this game being very defensive. I see Dallas trying to pick off a goal early and then just kind of parking the bus a little bit, which they can do against a St. Louis team that is not very good at creating chances without that focal point in the middle of the pitch. To me, this one has 1-1, 2-0, 1-0 written all over it. And so I'm going to take at plus money. I think this is a really good number for two teams that just don't create a lot of goals. FC Dallas has only topped like 1.2 XG once in their last five games. They're not creating goals. St. Louis is not creating goals. So give me the under 2.5 for my total of the week. And Ben, you're going with an under as well. We're going for boring soccer this weekend.
Yeah, you know, it's always fun rooting for boring soccer.
Always fun rooting for unders.
Yeah, I mean, look, we're going to Montreal. We know they've been a sieve.
Playing better though.
Yeah, but they haven't been a sieve on at home.
There you
They've only
go.
given up three goals at home, I think. Let me just go ahead and run the numbers again here. Yeah, they've given up 14 goals on the road and three at home. So these have been not that, you know, they've only played three home games, eight goals total. So we've been right around that 2.5 number. We're going under 2.5, minus 108. Orlando has not scored a lot of goals this year. A lot of low scoring games. Montreal is going to be asked to push the game a little bit. I'm not sure they're really able to do that to a high enough level. Orlando's changing up the tactics. Your boy Profe's trying to figure some things out here.
Figuring it out.
I
He'll
just
still win
think
the Open Cup, though.
I still think it's going to be tough for Montreal to push this game. I think Orlando's going to try and stifle anything that they can create going forward. We've seen maybe Bryce Duke break out a little bit here.
Yeah, but
But I think I don't really trust Montreal to
no.
do what they need to do against an Orlando team that I think is going to pack it in pretty tightly and try and do the break again. And you give me almost even money for under 2.5. I think this is like a 1-1 kind of game. So give me that.
You say it's a 1-1 game, but I was looking and there both teams to score has only hit once in 9 Montreal games this year. So
So maybe it's a 1-0 or 2-0 game.
1-0 either way. I think I might sprinkle actually a little bit of 1-0 exact score on that one. So let's wrap it up here this week with our goal scores, and I am going with probably the most chalky, obvious play on the board without a doubt. We've got Seattle this weekend. They are at home hosting Sporting Kansas City, who is the shockingly worst team in MLS. I mean, you can't let Montreal.
Remy's out, baby.
I mean, he's going to be out soon. You can't let Montreal go into your house and beat you 2-0. And where is a place that you don't want to go when you're struggling? That's going to be Seattle, which, if we remember, Seattle went to Sporting a few weeks ago and absolutely hit the blowout comb on them. And who scored a hat trick? Jordan Morris. Well, I was looking, and Jordan Morris is plus 120 this weekend to score against Sporting Kansas City. Plus money on Jordan Morris at home because I don't think Rui Diaz is I think he's out still. Hebert, I played last week. I'm not going to do that again. So I'm going to go with Jordan Morris getting plus money. I said before I looked at it, if he's even money or better, I'm going to play that. So give me Jordan Morris plus 120 at home against the Kansas City team he destroyed a few weeks ago. Let's wrap it up with your pick.
Yeah, you want to play our favorite game?
Who's the PK taker for a bad team or playing against a bad team?
Who is playing against a bad team and scores goals?
There you go. And take the PKs.
We might need to workshop that one.
That's I like the Wheel of Fortune sound though, kind
Yeah,
of
something like
cadence.
some. Yeah, we're going. RSL has been the worst road team in terms of expected goals against this year. They're playing against Houston. Houston not an obvious goal scorer on their team, but we know Bossy has four PK goals, five total. So we're gonna go with that plus 150. Maybe
Plus
they give up another
50.
PK. Maybe the Houston gets another PK, which would be kind of ridiculous. But
I
I think
mean,
that's the best plus on
Benny
the
Ball,
board.
baby. I
I
guess.
know. Well, you know how much I love Benny Ball. Spin
Yes.
hashtag Spin Fire Pod.
The biggest, yeah, the
Taylor
biggest.
Cam, Daniel Willard, just give me bring back to 2016 DC, baby.
Yes. Yeah. God. Let's not hope for that, but let's hope for a PK in Houston. Well, that'll do it
Chris
for us.
Korb.
Yeah, we could. I'm sure you could keep firing these off
I
for
can keep
another.
on going forever.
Well, was Luciano Emilio? Is that way
That
too
was
low?
pre. That was pre. That was
I'm
way
very
early.
much. I'm very much dating myself on that one.
Yeah, that
Well,
was like 20. That was before even I watched MLS.
sure. Well, cool. I've been in this game for a while. Okay. Well, we'll wrap it up there with some crazy throwbacks. We're gonna turn around this week. Have a great week. Good luck on your picks, and we'll catch you next time on BetMLS.